While excavating a subdivision development site on Wrangell Island, construction crews uncovered a shell midden. Middens are ancient sites made up of shells and other remains. They help tell the story of who lived there and how they lived. The borough government owns the property and is pausing work near the midden until a state-approved mitigation plan is complete. Wrangell Borough Manager Mason Villarma says development will continue carefully.
It's been a 30-year pursuit in some cases. We are, into a $4 million investment, and this is an opportunity for 20 housing lots, but being cognizant of any culturally significant artifacts is top of mind.
Currently, the Office of History and Archaeology and the State Historic Preservation Office are working on a treatment plan for recovery of the site that will involve further investigation and excavation. The property has a complicated history. It was once the site of the Wrangell Institute, an Alaska Native boarding school known for punishing students for speaking their language and other abuses. Albert Reinhart, the administrator for the local tribal government, Wrangell Cooperative Association, says the site carries deep meaning.
There's a long history of colonialization that includes the Wrangell Institute, what we prefer now to call the Alaska Native Boarding School. A lot of families got separated in that time, and even my own family, there was a lot of trauma.
In August, excavators found remnants of the old boarding school, a footbridge, concrete, and utility lines. Construction was paused until the State Historic Office determined last month that the infrastructure would not be on the National Register of Historic Places. The 134-acre Aldertop Village site will eventually include 20 home lots. The public land sale auction is continuing and closes on December 1st. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.